Where are you stuck? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and that's my question this week. The thing is, you may not even realize that you're stuck, and yet your life is mired down in some miserable place, and you wonder, well, what's wrong? For example, there was a 10-year period in my life when I was stuck. That's right, 10 long years. But if you had asked me then if I was stuck, I probably would have denied it, because my life looked pretty good on the outside. I had a good job, I was getting promotions, I had friends, but spiritually, I was stuck. My fellowship with God was going nowhere. My growth as a disciple of Jesus Christ was pretty much non-existent. I was stuck. Why? Because I insisted that I had to have a key thing that was missing in my life, and that was marriage. I was single and I didn't want to be single, so I was stuck in the quagmire of trying to get what I wanted in life, what I thought would make me happy, what I thought I couldn't live without. And because that was more important to me than anything else, I was stuck there for 10 long years while I did everything I could to change my circumstances. I wonder if that describes some of you right now. Maybe it's not marriage you're looking for, but there's something missing in your life, and you want it so badly that you're stuck until you can get what you want. Even if it's a good thing, like marriage, or having a baby, or gaining some measure of success, if it has you stuck waiting for it to happen, then you're probably doing what I did. You're making an idol of that thing you want, and life is on hold for you spiritually until you get it. You know, something will always be missing in your life. Nobody has it all. So I want to encourage you today to first recognize that you're stuck in this place of wanting what you don't have and ask God to set you free. If you're a Christ follower, your completeness is found in Him alone. And if you'll put Him back on the throne of your heart and relinquish your search for that missing piece to His loving wisdom, you can get unstuck even today and start living in the joy of your salvation. Take it from one who knows, you are inflicting suffering on yourself when you remain stuck in the missing piece of your life. Let go of it and trust the God who has good plans for you, a hope and a future. Does it seem like your battle with guilt never seems to end? How can you break free? Well, I've written a book called Why Do I Always Feel Guilty? And we're offering it at a special price. So check it out at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. I believe you'll find it helpful.